The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Boppitt. You get me today because Linda's on her way to Sacramento to visit her folks. Phone lines here are 605-4567. It's October the 21st. It's 7:06 in the morning. Good morning. Gosh, rain yesterday, but what's it look like today?
Well, not many clouds today. Good chance of rain tomorrow. In fact, maybe about a quarter inch. Not a lot, but we'll take everything we can get right now in Reading. 48 degrees. This report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Where it's good. That's not what it is. It's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. Pretty soon it's going to be, we're going to say our customers are warm friends again. How much? 48 degrees today? Is that what you said?
It is currently 48 degrees, yes.
Well, I tell you what, that's, you know, pretty soon we're going to have to, elk killer goes outside. I'm going to have to, you know.
My Jeep carry, is open, so I have to actually
carry
elk
killer in. Yeah, oh, well, you know, it's pretty cool. Locally owned and operated Shasta Gas Propane, have senior and veterans discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. It's getting to be that time of the year, my friends. Okay, gosh, let's see, a lot of things going on today. Kurt Largent is joining me today. And Kurt has his own show, and you say, well, he's, you know, on Saturdays, real estate and other things. But today I want to talk, you know, get more in the mainstream here talking about what's going on with real estate here up in Northern California and, you know, specifically Redding and Anderson area, of course, in the Shasta County. But there's a number of other subjects we can talk about, too. Rain. Finally, rain. I can't help but, you know, it's just a we need it. It's something that we've been so short of, and I'm not sure the drought is ever going to go away. They say it's not going to for another year, maybe. I look at the lake, Shasta Lake, or as people are calling it, Shasta Creek down there, and the impact it's having. At the same time, when you see that, then they're arguing about raising the dam. Unfortunately, just, you know, it's too bad it doesn't, you know, it can't be a cause and effect there. Oh, we raised the dam and then there's going to be more water. That doesn't work like that. But again, in cycles, if you believe in this, and in cycles, then the dam will fill up. It'll fill up and it'll take it like 2 months to fill it up. But we'll see what happens. We'll see what's going on that way. Stand down this weekend. It begins tomorrow at the Shasta Fairgrounds. It's a hand up, not a handout. They need volunteers down there. And we'll be talking about that in a little while. I'll tell you where to get a hold of the people down there. Today, also, we've got a number of other groups coming in to discuss. Bill Whalen is going to be our guest at 7:30. And Bill writes for the Hoover Institute. He's out of Stanford. And he's doing a kind of a countdown to the final election there. So we've been having him on. This would be his third week in a row. And he's talked about a number of things, about how the election hinges on three states, Louisiana, Kansas, and North Carolina. And he says if those all switch to, or those stay Republican or switch to Republican, that the Democrats have lost control of the Senate. Now, it also says there's Alaska could be another one in there, and there's a couple others. But it seems like many, even the Washington Post, which is not what you'd call the most conservative newspaper here in our country, and in fact, you could say it's probably one of the more liberal types, are saying it's 95% sure that the Republicans are going to take control of the Senate and the House of Representatives. It's going to be interesting to see if that happens, because right now Obama operates on his own. He trusts Harry Reid to kill any bill that goes into the Senate that he doesn't want, And Reed's done it. Now he's tabled or killed or not allowed out of committees probably 300 bills that have come out of the House of Representatives. And I'm not saying all the bills that came out of the House of Representatives were ones you want to take home to mama, but at least they're putting things up there. And as he used to say, it deserves an up and down vote. Well, they're not even getting the up and down vote. And then with the way they've changed the for the nuclear option, that you just need 51 votes to put a justice in and all that. I mean, not a justice, but you know these court judges, these federal judges.
That may come back to bite them on the
hind. Well, I think it will. It's got to, because the Republicans are sitting there and they're salivating because they know they're going to take it back someday. It was short-sighted, and it's indicative of this whole administration, is they don't look down the road. You could almost say that about every administration. You look at China and you look at some of these other countries, they've got a 50 or 60-year plan. You know, this is what we're going to do now, and it may take us 20 years to get there, which is, you know, one of the, quote, benefits of living under a despot or under a communist or a king or something like this is, you know, being king is good. You can say what you want to do for the next 20 years. When anybody opposes you, just, you know, kill them. Here in the United States, we wander or we stagger for two-year elections. So now we're going to have this year they're going to the Republicans will probably sweep back in, as they should, because, and I'm not saying this because they're just Republicans, because frankly they don't do a great job, but we've had the Democrats in there and look what's happened. Let's just start with the military. The military, which is being decimated. Their raises are being capped. They're forcing people out and giving them their pink slips while in combat. This is just wrong. They're cutting back so much is that they're looking at mothballing carrier groups while the Chinese are launching carrier groups. You have Putin, who's running amok over there in the Ukraine, and we're still cutting back 50,000 troops out of the Army and 20,000 out of the Marine Corps. But get this. You know how we're going to replace them? Illegals. We're bringing illegals in to replace them. Refusal to go to the Medal of Honor, ball during the inauguration. First president ever to refuse to do that. President Obama wanted the military to pay the cost for the wounds they suffered in combat.
Oh, well, they volunteered.
Let's just go into the Middle East. He's destroyed the Middle East. I mean, you've got the army running Egypt again. You've got nobody knows who's running Libya. It depends on which rebel group you talk to. You've got Syria, which we didn't take a side, and now we're taking a side, and then now we're on Assad's side and trying to figure that one out. As we're fighting ISIL, because ISIL grew and gained a foothold in Iraq because we pulled out of Iraq because we're too stupid or unable to leave a status of forces agreement in there. And all this goes back to Obama and the people he appoints. My God, this is where we are. And you know what? You go, oh, the Republicans don't do – well, you know what? They deserve at least a chance after what they've done with the healthcare system. We have two young doctors sitting in here the other day, worked the emergency rooms, and what are they saying? It's broken. This is what they have to look forward to. One of them is a first year getting out after he's finished his residency. He's working at Mount Shasta in the emergency room. What a great young man he is, along with Dr. Taggart, who's out of Shasta Regional. Both of them sit here and look at you and say, it's not working. Obamacare is not working. And then you just see another 10,000 people or more lose their insurance right here in California because of that. And the emergency rooms are still clobbered with it. All of these things came under the Obama administration and the Democrats. Oh, the economy is getting better. Oh, really? Is it? Is it really? Oh, look at the employment. The employment. What a bunch of crap that is. You look at the employment record. Oh, it's 6.9 or whatever it is. It makes no difference what they say because it doesn't include everybody. What about we're at the lowest level of people working since the 20s. Well, what do you expect? Of course, everybody else has just quit. They're not looking for jobs. They don't count them anymore. And they worry about, oh, well, you know, those Republicans are going to do it. You know, frankly, I don't care if they were three-headed gargoyles. They could do better. They can deserve a chance. And they can, at least Obama then can do, try to be half the president. And I hate to say this. I really hate to say this. Half the president that Clinton was, and at least try to work with the Congress and get things done for this country. We'll be right back.
Our world needs caring professionals to make a positive impact in our communities. Simpson University's Master's in Counseling Psychology degree prepares you for a career in marriage and family therapy. Our award-winning faculty brings practical clinical expertise and research into the classroom. Attend classes in the evening and earn your degree in just 2 years. Apply before March 1st. Classes begin in August. Be empowered to make a difference. Call today at 1-888-9-SIMPSON or visit us online at simpsonu.edu.
Hi, this is Mike Quinn, candidate for the Reading City Council and a true fiscal conservative. I've owned a business in Reading for over 15 years, and part of that was a corporate controller. My strengths are budgeting, financial reporting, and cost controls, and I do not believe in debt. The city of Reading needs to learn to live within the means of the citizens of Reading, and the city needs to get out of the way of businesses and to let them thrive. I would appreciate your vote this November the 4th or on your absentee ballot. Paid for by the committee to elect Mike Quinn, Reading City Council, 2014.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring, we've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us, 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones. And it's unfortunate that the Reading Peace Officers Association does not value volunteers in policing. Most cities in America do. In fact, I think it's one of Reading's strongest attributes. Quality people is what Reading is all about. And while the chief and I have had some early scheduling conflicts, I can assure you we are meeting weekly. So I hope you join me this November 4th and vote Patrick Jones for Reading City Council. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, 2014.
Ah yes, this is the life. Sun, surf, sand, living on island time. It's good to take a break. Yeah, maybe someday, but right now, there's work to be done. And if you're a business owner, you know that presenting a professional appearance can make all the difference in the world. That goes double for your office. Usually it's the very first impression people get of your company. Join the dozens of North State businesses that have their commercial spaces professionally cleaned by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Since 1987, Maui Bob and his team have embraced the Aloha spirit, putting their clients first with an emphasis on customer satisfaction. And who knows, if your business is more successful because your offices reflect that attention to detail that professional office cleaning gives, maybe you will have more time for that island getaway. Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, on the web at MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt at Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 with Carl and Linda Butt. Linda's on her way to Sacramento today. 7:19 in the morning, 48 degrees out there, 605-4567. Got something on your mind? Give me a call. 605-4567. Something that, you know, rankling you a little bit. Something that you just kind of rubbing you the wrong way. How about one of the propositions? Hey, this, before we get with that, let's start with this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's. Now, it's 48 degrees. Head on down there and warm the cockles of your heart and your innards with great coffee or teas or whatever warm drink you like. Plenty of gifts down there also for Christmas, and you're looking for exotic coffee. You know, those housewarming gifts. They've got them all there. Walk next door and get that box of cigars for your favorite cigar smoker there in the best humidor in Northern California. They have it all there, and veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Okay. Record Searchlight. Oh, somebody's calling. Okay. Record Searchlight. You know, they had an editorial the other day. About no on Prop A. And why? And they go out and they list all the reasons why you should vote yes on Prop A. But then they say it subverts Proposition 215, which was passed by the people. Well, I'm sure that's true. Let me take that one back. Subverts Proposition 215 that was passed by the people. Well, the people that are, people have subverted Proposition 215 are ones that go out and grow these mass grows out in the areas here that pay no attention to the law. And, they're the ones that are subverting Proposition 215. Those are like the people next to you. Proposition 215 was supposedly, you can grow your, I don't know if it says that, it says you can grow your own. But people that live next to you, Bob, they're not growing just for you.
No, I doubt it. I would also point out that the will of the people has been overturned by the court on numerous occasions, propositions that were voted on by the people of California were found by the courts to be, well, we don't like that, so we're going to overturn the law.
Prop 8.
There was one a couple of years ago about giving away the educational services. I forget which one. But that argument does not hold water because we have shown time and time again that the courts can simply say, we don't like the will of the people, so we're going to change it.
Yeah, so anything, in fact, they did try to. This is one of the things is the court said that counties and cities have the right to make the decisions about marijuana. Now, if Prop 215 had been used correctly, you wouldn't be hearing people yelling and screaming like this. So it was subverted, and it was done for people that wanted to make a profit. Come on, and people that say that it's not are just they're not accepting reality. It was made for people that want to make a profit. They want to sell marijuana, and so they grow it everywhere. They destroy the environment. You say, well, no, that's not the ones that are doing it. Now if they're going to build, if they're going to have marijuana for themselves, they've got to build a $12,000 or $20,000 greenhouse.
Why should they be different than any other regulator?
Well, here's my thing about that is, so it has no, so it controls the odor, which is a big thing, and, it controls, access to it. But, the Record Searchlight used to, I think the same number as that the pro, or the, anti-egg people use. The exact same amount. I don't know if they researched it. Does it cost that much, really? When you're against a proposition, you're going to pump everything in there and say, oh, no, it's going to cost $20,000. Who can afford $20,000? Well, does it really cost that? Record Searchlight thinks it does because it's using the same numbers. I wonder if the editorial writer actually checked to see how much one of these would cost. Can you put it in a greenhouse? Can you put it in and you put something like that? And is the cost, but they're saying it doesn't make any difference anyway, they're saying, because if somebody needs their medicine, then they should be able to get it. And frankly, that's right. I agree with that. So, but do you need to have large grows? And they said, well, the sheriff can take care of all those large grows. Well, it's the large grows get to a certain point, but it's these ones that are 75, 80, 90 plants in an area that seem to have a huge impact on people. The large grows, that's, that 200 plant grows. Yeah, I think the sheriff goes after them. Anyway, the Record Searchlight is no on A, and we're going to have one of the no on A people on here as soon as I can. Let them pin me down because I've got their phone number. We've gone back and forth. I need to call them again today. All right, Henry, good morning. You got something rubbing on you there, Henry?
Well, a little bit, yeah. I was watching the local news last night, and I understand that lady that was a city council member up in Shasta Lake, I guess it was, got 6 months and was in the county jail.
30 days, only 30 days.
Well,
6 months, but she's only serving 30 days.
Well, at any rate, she's supposed to be serving it in Nevada County now because of safety hazard, according to the news.
Right.
Now, my question is why is she serving any time at all when Obama did exactly the same thing? And every time he opens his mouth, he lies. And I'm pretty sure he's got some documents there that are forged.
Well, I tell you what, Henry, it's probably because the bigger the lie, the more chance you're going to get away with it.
Well, look at it this way. A politician's a politician. Yeah. And if their lips are moving, they're lying.
Well, I don't know if all of them are, but I'm sure that there's enough of them out there that's
I'd
absolutely
like to
true.
Have you point out one that isn't. How would that be? I'll throw the challenge to you.
Okay. Oh, that's right. Good. On a Tuesday, pin me down, Henry, and I've got the rest of the week to get beat up. And, okay. And Linda's not here to save me. So
yeah, Linda and what's her name?
Trish.
Savannah.
Trish, Savannah, Trish.
Yeah, I like that. You ought to take that one on the road. I mean, that was good. incidentally, as far as the record searchlight's concerned, I came here about 40-odd years ago.
Yeah.
And went into business, and I advertised in the record searchlight on a daily basis. It finally got to the point that I quit advertising because I have, at the very best, those people can only tell half the truth. Now, this goes back years and years and years, and it hasn't gotten any better since. So the record searchlight, I wouldn't buy their paper, I wouldn't advertise in it, or I wouldn't read it.
Well, I hear a lot of people are saying that.
I mean, it is an absolute bunch of people that don't get their facts together before they make the statements, and I'm sorry to have to say that about anybody.
Well, you know, what I know is that I think a community needs a couple of things, and one of them is a functional government, which I'm not sure we've got. But the other thing we need is a newspaper and a local newspaper that presents the facts. And, you know, editorial stay on editorial pages.
News
stays on news pages, and unfortunately, in many cases, I think the record searchlight has blurred those lines.
Well, news should be news, good or bad. It should be news.
Absolutely,
that's all.
Well,
be involved in it, and that's not only the record searchlight. That's any news station.
That's right. Now, what I have here is we talk about the news, but a lot of it is I editorialize. But I try to the people we try to have on, and this was talked about yesterday. We try to get both sides on. That's why I'm trying to get the marijuana.
Far as getting both sides, and I also realize that it's a situation that you're going to have people on there that don't like each other and they don't like what each other talk about.
But they've got to be civil.
By the same token, a newspaper should be neutral.
It should be. Except on the editorial pages.
Then
the gloves are off. But it shouldn't be. But there's ways of doing things, and we've seen that. Unfortunately, it's all newspapers that I've seen.
Journalists are not being trained as journalists.
Well, you ever listen to CNN?
Well, no, that's what I mean. Is that they're not. They're not. It's they're leaning stories the way they want to, or they're hand picking stories and stuff instead of.
That being said, the next time you get Savannah and Linda together with you, you ought to put on that show again. I sat there and laughed till I cried.
Well, I tell you what, the one and probably only real man show has been put on hold for right now until I can rethink it.
Oh, I think, to sit down and smile a lot and say yes, dear.
I know. That's going to be part of it. We're going to teach you how to get along with your wives and girlfriends. And we're going to have Henry sitting there. And as people come up, you know, because the ancient sage and goes, well, tell us, oh, sensei, how do we get along with our better halves, our females?
And Henry, so I can do it very well.
I know. And Henry sits there and he says, repeat after me. Yes.
Yeah, right.
Okay, come on, Henry. Tell us how you say it. Come on, show us.
Well, what you do is, no matter what's said, say yes, dear, to a lot of things and keep the toilet seat down.
There you go. You know what? And it's the way you say yes, dear. And, oh, by the way, the toilet seat is still down.
Hey, have a good day.
Thanks a lot, Henry.
All right. So you know how many times I've heard that from couples who were married, as I've done stories in the past, couples who were married 50-plus years. That the guy always says that.
You know, happy wife, happy life. Why is it like that? Why can't it be, you know, happy husband, happy life? Is it because it doesn't rhyme?
Yeah.
You know, you should have been here for that show, Bob. I mean, it was like, the man, the real man, the first and maybe last real man show. And everything was fine. They were absolutely fine. Till you mention the bathing suit competition. And everything just goes. I mean, it was there. It's gone. It's finished.
All went sideways.
It's finished. It's all gone. It's not going to happen. We can't even get into the fitness anymore. I think what we're going to do is we're going to have, you know, if we do it, it'll be very safe topics. And we're going to have Henry there teaching people how to stay married for 142 years. All right, hey, we got to take a break. We'll be back. We've got a lot of things happening here today. This portion of the show, though, is brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction by Ted Leidy. And Ted's put together a class November 22nd and 23rd, and you've got a lot of people signing up for this class, and I'll tell you why. All the money goes to Liberty on the Border, an exhibit down at Turtle Bay. It doesn't have anything to do with elections or measures or propositions. It's supporting a really fine exhibit down there. And KCNR has said, hey, look, we're going to act as an umbrella here and bring in donors from all over to support this. And it's really working like this. But Ted Leidy is teaching a class that every dollar is going to go to support this. And it's a limited size class. The checks are made to Turtle Bay Exploration Park. You get a tax write-off and you get your CCW. How about that? Give them a call at 999-1822 or check out readingccw.com. We'll be right back.
Drought, excessive regulations, Southern California trying to grab our water. We need strong leaders in office willing to take a stand. We need Doug LaMalfa. A fourth-generation family farmer, Doug LaMalfa is a common-sense conservative who represents our local values. Doug LaMalfa knows what's important, and he won't back down to the government regulators and big spenders in Washington. Doug is fighting for more water storage and less Washington red tape. He's working to stop wasteful spending, like the L.A. to San Francisco bullet train, and slash the debt that threatens future generations. And Doug is endorsed by the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. Deliver a strong message by sending the right person to Congress. Doug LaMalfa.
This is Doug LaMalfa. I'm fighting for more water storage, less debt, and to protect our way of life. I approve this message, and I'd be honored to represent you in Washington, D.C.
Paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
Hi, this is Dr. Ed at North State Nerve and Spine Institute. It amazes me that most patients are not aware that peripheral neuropathy can be a fatal disease. Untreated peripheral neuropathy can lead to amputation of the fingers, the toes, and eventually death. At North State Nerve and Spine Institute, we've been using a new technology from Europe and have seen some amazing recoveries. If you're suffering with tingling, pain, or numbness in your fingers or toes, or you've been diagnosed with peripheral neuropathy, take advantage of our free 7-point evaluation to determine if you're a candidate for this new revolutionary treatment. Call us today at 530-302-3555. That number again is 530-302-3555. I'm Dr. Ed, and we are North State Nerve and Spine Institute.
I'm Michael DeQuisto, candidate for Redding City Council. Our city faces many issues. For instance, we need to unravel the crime problem we're all experiencing. This is not something we created. The state has released thousands of felons onto the streets of communities like ours. Burglaries and assaults are up, there are not enough police, and the jail is full. Some people are saying, let's raise the sales tax. That's not necessary at this time. There are viable options to hire more police now, using money the city has in its coffers. Let's work with what we have before raising your taxes. Look, nobody has all the answers. I believe the people of Reading need a fresh, new voice on the city council, someone who understands how to negotiate and is willing to work with the other council members to move this city forward in a positive direction.
Paid for by the committee to elect Michael DeQuisto to Reading City Council 2014.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM. Yeah.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is on her way to Sacramento today to visit folks. No, everything's okay. Everything's fine. We're talking about the things that have been going on here. And what's happened is we're getting ready to call Bill Whalen. Okay, get ready to write this number down because we just had a computer glitches here ourselves, and we're getting ready to reset the chat room too. So the number that we need to call is
Is this something you want to put on the air, boss?
Yeah, probably not. Okay.
So I want to give a real quick weather report here on KCNR 1460. Currently, it is 48 degrees in Redding, and the outlook is for reasonably clear skies today. Tomorrow, we've got rain moving in. Probably not quite the thunderstorm activity we had yesterday with all the rain and hail. And right now, as we check around the city, we we do, as I said, have 48 degrees downtown, and we could see about quarter to half an inch of rain out of this particular storm system. And we've got overnight lows going to be in down in the 40s. So that's definitely good news. And the report, as always, is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where it's cool to be a Shasta Gas customer. And very, very soon, their customers will be the very warmest of friends. And if it sounds like I'm stalling for time, that is, in fact, the case, because Carl's giving me a phone number.
Okay, here I am. I'm back now.
You know,
why is it always when you click on, you know, your computer's working great, so you click on over to it, and everything just dumps on that thing. So anyway, Bill Whalen from Hoover Institute, we're getting ready to get him on the line. Some of the other things that are going on when we start talking about it is that there's a big kudos are given to President Obama because of the fact that now he's facing Ebola head on. Well, I guess I'm just kind of like, why is he getting big kudos right now for facing Ebola head on when he should have been doing it, you know, weeks ago? And then here's something else too: is we talked to some people the other day who spent a lot of time in Africa. And he said, do you know, and he didn't want to talk about it right then because he was there for a different subject. He says, do you know who controls Ebola in their region? And I was trying to come up with, you know, like World Health Organizations or something like that. He says Goodyear. In this part of Africa, Goodyear owns a lot of the property there because they need rubber, you know, from the trees there. So they control it by, as soon as there's any indication that anything like this happens, they completely isolate the village, and they bring in medical help. That's how they do it. Complete isolation. Don't let anybody move to or from that village. And it's working. We got Mr. Whalen on the line.
We do, in fact. And Mr. Whalen, we apologize for the little technical glitch, but here you go.
Okay.
Good morning. Yeah, you know, it's one of those days, Bill, is that, you know, when you switch over, you know, and you click on the on for the phone number, you know, just to be able to push it across, the whole network just went down.
There's this thing called paper.
So I guess maybe I'm going to have just write it up on the wall here. It says, with a big arrow that says, Bill Whalen, Hoover Institute. Good morning.
That's okay. I'm in a college, and I think you give them about a 10-minute grace rule when a professor is late to class.
Hey, a lot of things going on. The what's the latest? What are you seeing across the country?
Well, the latest is you're kind of locked into your election at this point. This is 2 weeks to go from today, 14 days, so time is now limited. That means the candidates have bought their airtime. They have cut their ads. Their narrative is pretty much set for the election. This is barring something cataclysmic happening, an act of God, an act of terror, or something like that. But otherwise, the election is pretty much baked. So now both parties are down to the mechanical side of things. What in politics is called GOTV, or get out the vote for short. And so what we'll see is between now and Election Day, which party does a better job of motivating their people to come out and vote.
Did I hear, did I read someplace that Kentucky has cut the ads for their candidate, or the Democrats have cut their ads for the candidates?
Yeah, this is part of the chess game you see going on right now. For example, in Kentucky, Democratic Senatorial Committee has bailed. What happens, the two national parties have campaign committees. The campaign committees go around the country and they buy ad times in various states where there are races. But then at this point, a couple weeks ago, they sort of decide which ones are worth the effort and where they can pull out money and put it into other ones to save other races. And so Kentucky is one where the Democrats seem to be pulling out. Republicans, conversely, have pulled out in Michigan and Virginia. So what you see now is kind of the narrowing of the races, the ones that really are going to decide things.
I know that a couple years ago, when there was some hot congressional races going, that I actually thought this one candidate was going to, you know, do pretty well. And then on the Friday before the Tuesday election, they cut all the advertising.
Yeah,
they just killed it because their polls are showing he had no chance.
Well, that and also sometimes campaigns run out of money down the stretch. For example, well, I worked for Pete Wilson back in the 1990s. 20 years ago, he ran for re-election against Kathleen Brown, Jerry Brown's sister. Her campaign was not very well run. They spent a lot of money early and up front, and they ran out of money for advertising. They actually had to pull the plug on the advertising the last week of the campaign. They went dark, and that is just a disaster to happen in California, where, of course, things happen on TV.
The last time we talked about, you said the three states that the Senate hinged on. Well, you said it was more than three, but the main three, I believe, was Louisiana, North Carolina, and did you say Kansas? But I'm not sure right now.
I might have said Kansas, but I'm always shifting on these things now. So let's change.
Well, you said Alaska. Alaska was in there too. I mean, you said top three, and then here's a bunch here. Look at these three too. And I was
So I'm going to reshuffle the deck on you
okay.
this morning.
All right, we need that.
We do this a week from now. We'll reshuffle it again. But here's how it would go: Republicans have to pick up six seats. They need to get from 45 to 51. So they need to get a net gain of six. So three seem pretty likely for them, and that's West Virginia, Montana, and South Dakota. Even though there's been some poll movement in South Dakota, that's probably going to go Republican. So that takes you from 45 to 48. So now you need to pick up three seats. The three which I think are most likely for Republicans would be Alaska and Louisiana and Arkansas. Louisiana's complicated because that'll probably be a runoff. They have a open race in the general election. It's called a jungle primary, and if a candidate fails to get 50%, they have a runoff a month later, which seems to be the case there. So they will settle matters on December 6th. But write down those three states, Alaska, Louisiana, and Arkansas, it's the most likely to get you 51. But then I think there are two other states out there that probably will secure this, Republicans or not. And that's Colorado and Iowa. And they're interesting states because Democrats would have assumed about a month or two ago that they were going to win these things. They're purple states. They're not red states. They're not really blue states. They're sort of crossover states that come into play in presidential elections. And they've trended Republican in this Senate year. The GOP has run a couple of good candidates. The Democrats have run a couple of candidates who've struggled. And that might be the difference in getting the Republicans over the top, Colorado and Iowa.
Wow. All right. So, okay, let's say that happens. Say it becomes they get 53 or 52. Mm-hmm. 52 or 53. And senators there. And, of course, they hold the House of Representatives. What changes do you think would happen then?
Well, now you've asked a very good question because this has been a nationalized campaign in terms of being an agenda on the president, in terms of issues like ISIS now and Ebola emerging in this campaign. But Republicans have not really run very much on issues other than we don't like this president, we don't like Obamacare. There is no Republican agenda out there. There's nothing even remotely close to the Contract with America of 20 years ago. So what the Republicans would do with power is really a very good question right now. It's not just what they would do with power, but how they would manage power. Would this be a scorched earth Senate where every judicial committee appointment, every appointment that came before that committee was just raked over the coals? Would this be a very tough Republican Congress that would send matters to the president knowing that they'd be dead on arrival just to force him to do vetoes? Or conversely, would this be a little more conciliatory Congress, which would try to work with the president and try to get some things done? We just don't know right now. There are a lot of players involved in these conversations. Mitch McConnell has his ideas as to what he would like to do as a majority leader, as does John Boehner as the House Speaker. You have individuals like Marco Rubio, for example, who think that we should not only have another government shutdown over Obamacare. You have individuals like Ted Cruz, who obviously has presidential ambitions. He's a senator from Texas. He would like to fight for a constitutional amendment to ban federal judges from overturning same-sex rulings, same-sex marriage rulings, and so forth. So the Republicans have yet to sit down, as far as I know, and determine what exactly their priorities would be and how they would approach the White House and really how they would present themselves to the American people. And it's all important questions simply because the Republicans can pick up seats in the Senate. They can possibly get the Senate back. They can possibly strengthen their position in the House, and they would be defined as a very strong congressional party. But after 2014 and 2015, you know, in the business of looking at the White House. And in order to win the White House, you have to improve the party's image, and improving the party's image goes back to, I think, responsible management in the Congress.
Okay, so, you know, a lot of people, you know, Obama's thumbed them in the eye many times. Are we hoping then that they can get above that? Maybe the first year they go after him and, you know, beat up everything they can, and then start backing off, and so they can make the run for 16.
two ways to look at this. One is that nothing gets done in the next 2 years, that the president hates Congress and Republican congressmen hate the president, and so there's just no really any common ground between the two. Nothing gets done. It's just like a bad kindergarten playground.
So have you been reading about what's happening in our run for city council then, right?
Yeah, exactly. Now, I happen to be on the other side of the thinking here. Maybe I'm just a bit of a cockeyed optimist, but I see it this way. I think the sensible Republican out there will realize that, geez, you know, we need to work on our party image if we're going to get back to the White House, and doing productive things in Congress is part of that game plan. And then at the same time, the president sitting down at the opposite end of Pennsylvania Avenue is going to be thinking about his presidential library and thinking that, you know, okay, I've got a photo up there when I signed Obamacare, and I've got a photo up there of when I'm looking in the camera watching Osama bin Laden getting killed. Outside of that, though, I don't have too many presidential moments other than giving speeches. I need to start signing some stuff. So, in other words, the two might have a common interest in getting a few things done. I'm not saying there are a lot of things they can get things done on, but it is possible they could come up with a few things here and there. Probably small, minor things, but at least a little progress, a little break in the ice.
I think people, I mean, frankly, the people of this country are ready to have things move forward. I think they're concerned about the military. They're concerned about the Russians. Or, you know, the Middle East is a total disaster, and I don't see that getting better for a while. And now when you add into that the Ebola crisis, there's a lot of stuff to be done here. And I just, do you really believe, and Bill, you've been following this a long time, do you believe they can overcome the this inherent just dislike for each other?
Probably not in the short term, not unless first of all you have a few change of characters. You probably need to get Nancy Pelosi out of the way, and you need to get Harry Reid out of the way. This Reid's a scorched earth politician, and Pelosi is just a lightning rod, and Republicans just don't like being around her. So you probably need those two to vanish. And then the Republicans have to look at the big picture and realize that if they do get control of the Senate, the Senate's lined up in such a way where it's going to be volatile for the next two or three election cycles. And while Republicans could very well get it back in 2014, if you look at how the races are in 2016, they could very well lose it, and then you go back to 2018 where they could get it back again. So the Republicans need to be thinking about maximizing their opportunity while they have the power. So, again, there's a chance for adult thinking to take over Washington, but, you know, it's Washington being Washington, that doesn't always happen.
You just choked my producer when you said that. He just choked on coffee right then, and we're lucky the computer is working again. Predictions. Okay, I'm going to put you on the spot. Predictions.
Predictions for the Senate, I would say right now the Republicans will pick up 8 seats on election night.
Okay, write that one down.
Actually, let me correct that, not on election night, when all is said and done, because as I mentioned, there'll be a runoff in Louisiana,
right,
and there'll be a runoff in Georgia. It takes you to January.
Okay.
So I say plus 8.
Plus 8,
the House,
okay.
I think they'll pick up about 8 to 10 seats, so that'll take them into the low 240s in the House. And then the governor's races, which are interesting because there are about 13 of them out there, which are very close, neck and neck. And I think that the Republicans will about break even, maybe lose a seat overall, so they'll end up with about 27 or 28 governor seats.
Okay, so the majority of the governor seats. Okay, 27, 28 governor seats. We're writing these down, Bill. I just want you to know that. Okay.
You're free to throw them away if you wrote them down.
And then, we're going to pick up 8. The Republicans will pick up 8 Senate seats. And how many? 15?
I would say about 8 to 10 House seats. As
8
well.
To 10 House seats. Now, next month. Oh, are you going to be on next month? Are we doing it past that again?
I'm here as long as you want to talk to me.
Okay. You know, I love doing this once a month, you know, and having you coming in, somebody from the national level that's really watching this. Bill Whalen is, of course, from the Hoover Institute, which is out of Stanford University, and has tell us what your blog is and how can people read you every day?
My blog is called A Day at the Races, and you can find it on the Internet when your Internet's working at adayattheracesblog.com.
When it's working. Okay. Bill Whalen's here. All right. We've got the predictions. The Republicans sweep into power next Tuesday. Is that correct?
Well, two Tuesdays.
Oh, that's right. 2 Tuesdays. Okay. All right. Hey, thanks very much for being with us today. And we'll just continue this going because after it's over too, then I'd like to hear what you say, you know, his thoughts about what happened during the election.
And go back and explain why I got everything wrong.
Yeah, because we've got it written down. Here's going on the wall right now. And under your name, along with the phone number that we can just find right away.
Okay, terrific.
All right. Hey, thanks a lot.
Okay, bye-bye.
Right. All right, this is Bill Whalen. He's a columnist. He's been on several different news channels talking about what he believes is happening. He's on his predictions there. Now we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Bastiani Arms, John Bastiani, located at 2539 Larkspur. When it comes to guns and ammo, he has it at fair prices, and this is what people say. And what I've seen is when there was a shortage, John would go out and he'd stay up 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning and get that ammo in there. And he'd keep his prices very, very reasonable. Now, he wasn't jacking people up over it. And he's just an outstanding gunsmith also. Prides himself on customer service. Give him a call at 222-8222. He's always got guns for sale there and good guns. So, again, 2539 Larkspur, Bastiani Arms. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, and it's unfortunate that the Reading Peace Officers Association does not value volunteers in policing. Most cities in America do. In fact, I think it's one of Reading's strongest attributes. Quality people is what Reading is all about. And while the chief and I have had some early scheduling conflicts, I can assure you we are meeting weekly. So I hope you join me this November 4th and vote Patrick Jones for Reading City Council, paid for by the Committee to Elect Patrick Jones 2014.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
By me.
And me.
And us.
Mary's great-grandsons, Vincent and Luigi here, celebrating Mary's Pizza Shack's 55th anniversary with a radio spot made by 55...
friends,
family,
and kids.
From all the way back in 1959, when Mary started the first shack in Sonoma Valley.
Today, there are 19 shacks, from Walnut Creek,
where kids make their own pizzas,
to Santa Rosa,
with the meatballs are as big as your head.
And every one of them makes Mary's legendary homemade pizzas, pastas, and salads with our secret family recipes.
Just like Mary did back in 1959.
I've been coming to the shack since before you were born.
Whoa, how old are you?
That's not an appropriate question.
Thanks to everyone for 55 great years.
Original recipes, original shack, Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
This is Carl Bott, and I'm here with Ted Leidy from Northern Firearms Instruction.
Join us on November 22nd and 23rd for a private CCW class to raise money for the Turtle Bay Historical Exhibit, Liberty on the Border.
This class is private and limited seats are available. It's also tax deductible, and firearms and ammunition can be provided at no charge to complete the course.
Join us for this great two-day class by calling 530-999-1822 or visit Northern Firearms at readingccw.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I will see you at the Turtle Bay Historical Exhibit, Liberty on the Border.
Slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Chris, November 11th, Haven's monthly Second Tuesday Club meets in Wind River Casino.
We're gaming?
No, eating. Join our Haven Humane supporters Tuesday, November 11th at Wind River Casino in Elements Restaurant or Creekside Grill. Your support will allow Haven to continue to help thousands of animals with shelter and homes as Wind River kindly donates a portion of the proceeds from both restaurants to Haven's efforts.
Wow, two locations? We're really coming up in the world.
You know, sometimes you really scare me.
Only sometimes?
National News with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
I was playing a little 80s there. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. Our last segment here in the 7 to 8 o'clock hour. It is still 48 degrees out there, 605-4567, and it's 7:54 in the morning. My gosh, it's just moving right up there. At 8 o'clock, Kurt Largent joins us. Going to be talking real estate around here, but also many, many, many other things.
But Kurt has no opinions.
Oh, Kurt has lots of opinions. I like listening to Kurt. I tell you what, he's just an angel. Oh my God! You know, you talk about Linda and I sometimes. You know, it's whoever's sitting in here, you know, has got to have been get between them every so often. And as you used to say, children, there's a show going on. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Reading Crackmaster Windshield Repair. does what no other windshield repair business can do. It offers a guarantee from chips to cracks over 24 inches in length. Jeff Wurst, who's been with us since we've been over, since I started radio, you know, I was such the expert back in August of 2007. What is this? Do I speak into this? Yes. You can call Jeff at 241-8373, veteran-owned business here, or stop by 3208 Market Street right here in Reading. Reading Crackmaster Windshield Repair. I'm going to only mention it one last time. I said I wasn't going to mention it again, but it hit the paper. Again, it's about the Facebook entry by Missy. And then the follow up, and here's what I'm going to say. This is the final thing. I was talking to other people about it too, and where we agree on certain things, but we also agreed on this. We have all had a lapse in judgment at times, and if you can have that lapse in judgment, and nobody dies. Guess what? You recover from that, and you move on, and you learn from it, and you kind of like, well. Well, I really stepped on it this time, but I'm not going to do that again. I've learned, and as long as you use it as a learning experience, mm-hmm. I mean, should it have been done? No. Does it? I mean, has everything been said? It's been said, you know, true or untrue. I think it's time to move on past this because, you know, frankly, there's no good to dwell on it.
I think I may. Without being too specific, say that this serves as a lesson for anybody who utilizes social media that should have a mental pop-up that says, do I really want this to follow me around for the rest of my career?
Because it will. Yeah. I have no doubt at all that if she goes on to further politics, that this is going to come back. All this and, you know, anything you do in the public life is when people urged us to run. Linda, and when I say us, it's because Linda's going to be in the middle of it. You know, we took a look at all this kind of stuff. You know, Linda's, I don't want people going through my garbage. You know what? And this is how naive I was. I said, honey, it's a local race. I mean, this isn't like Chicago. Wow.
Chicago.
Wow. You know what? Was I wrong? Look at what happens out there. That is just, I mean, I just unbelievable. And these are for city races. These are for county races. I had someone come and go, hey, if you do this, you know, the Catholic mafia. I went, the what? The Catholic what? You know, I mean, actually, somebody said that to my face. The Catholic mafia. Well, you know, they're going to go against you. Really? I mean, I know Catholic people that they don't look mafia-like. They were friends.
Don Corleone.
Do you mean there's going to be like a 1948 Packard going by the place?
You're going to wake up with a horse head in your bed?
Am I going to sleep with the fishes? What the hell does that mean? It's, you know, it's a local race. Come on. Anyway, so I think sometimes we take this way too seriously. And you know what? I'm one of those guys. Sometimes I get, So let's all take a step back. Deep breath. Deep cleansing breath here. And just remember this, is that we want whoever gets in there to work for us, not against us, to work for us and the citizens of Reading in the county of Shasta. And if you don't agree with it, you know, by God, get out and vote a week from Tuesday. Don't let it be 20% of the people voting again. Let it be at least, you know, try to get up to half the people that can vote. Yeah, I don't think it'll ever happen, but let's just try it. Let's just try to get 50% of the people that are registered voters, not everybody that can vote, but registered voters, get off your asses, get up off the, and get out and vote. You can't do it any easier.
Don't
advocate.
They give you
a piece of paper. Now, all right, it's time because Linda's not here for me to say it. Hey, this is Carl Bott. Having problems figuring out which way to vote? Tired of listening to those daggone campaign speeches? Reading those pesky propositions and measures, and you just don't know which way to go. Here, right down here at KCNR 1460 and Free Fire Radio, bring down your mail-in ballot. Just make sure you sign it. Hand it to me. I guarantee you they will be filled out and mailed on time.
This was a parody announcement.
I thought it was real funny. And Linda goes, oh, people will believe that. Well, you can't believe how many people I have that call me, send me emails or texts to say, what do you think about this? I like to think that I can vote maybe 10, 12 times. You know, and if you bring down those mail-in ballots, I'm trying for 100 this time. Bring them on down. I'll make sure I just carry them on down and hand them to Kathy Darling myself. We'll be right back after these messages. Kurt Largent is in the house. We'll be right back.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. Officials in the African country of Rwanda are requiring a health report from people who have been in the United States or Spain during the previous 22 days. No cases of Ebola have been reported in Rwanda, but there have been cases in the U.S. and Spain. The number of Ebola cases is soaring.
Unjust, both to society and to the accused.
Pistorius had earlier been convicted of culpable homicide or negligent killing, but he was acquitted of murder. Existing home sales were up 2.4% in September, the fastest rate of the year so far, but still lagging behind last year's pace. Median home prices rose 5.6% over the past year. This is SRN News.
You have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
20 years of debt management services, nearly $100 million saved in finance charges. It's Trinity's 20th anniversary, and these are just a few of the milestones we're celebrating as we begin our third decade of helping people become debt-free for keeps.
My name is Mike. Trinity brought us relief by greatly reducing our interest and consolidating our bills into one easy-to-manage monthly payment.
Call 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976.
The mayor of a Southern California city has resigned after his arrest for an alleged drunken driving crash that injured four cheerleaders. Murrieta Mayor Alan Long tells KNBC-TV he doesn't want his arrest to harm the office of the mayor.
Because I love and care for this city and community, I cannot in good conscience allow that to continue. Therefore, effective immediately, I am resigning as your mayor.
The Riverside Press Enterprise says the mayor, Alan Long, announced that he's stepping down from the city council, but Long says he'll be exonerated and he intends to seek the seat again in next month's election. A mentally ill British man accused of trying to set up a terrorist training camp in Oregon has been extradited to the U.S. after losing a 9-year legal battle. London's Metropolitan Police says Haroon Aswat was taken from a psychiatric hospital and escorted onto a plane by U.S. authorities. This is SRN News. One of the most outspoken congressional critics of ISIS has now been given her own security detail.
Minnesota's Michelle Bachmann's been given police protection through the end of the current session, when she'll retire. According to Politico, Bachmann was given the protection following an unspecified online threat from the Islamic extremist group. Bachmann recently made headlines when she urged President Obama to launch a war on Islam during a speech at the Values Voters Summit.
SRN News Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines. Two children have died in an early morning apartment fire in Lawrence, Massachusetts. State Fire Marshal Stephen Cohen says two young boys were found in a bedroom of a third-floor apartment in the six-unit building. Officials did not immediately release the names or the exact ages of the boys. The four-alarm blaze was reported at 3 a.m. local time. Video from the scene showed flames shooting from the roof. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Linda Kenyon.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on her way down to Sacramento today. Visit parents. Parents are fine. She just hasn't seen them in a while. And she had an opportunity to see them today and tomorrow. They're selling their house and doing all those things and just going through hell doing that. And we'll talk about that in a minute with our guest. But 8:06 in the morning, October the 21st. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. We've just reset the stream,
yeah,
Bob.
All these connected devices occasionally quit talking to each other, so we did a reset. And so if you've lost your audio, if you're using the chat room and you lost audio, restart your computer, and it should come right back.
All right. Now, just a quickie here before Bob does the news is this is for Jade. Jade, when I told people to get off their derriere and go out and vote – I did not use the word. I did not do a descriptive word of that. I didn't, and if I did, I apologize. But I don't remember saying that. I don't think I would have said fat.
I didn't hear it.
I didn't. I don't think I did. But if you thought I did, let's go back. We'll go back and check the archives. But I would not. I would. If I said that, it would be a huge mistake because that's not what I was thinking. I was just saying, get off your butt, go out and vote. I've mm-hmm. seen too many. I look at our veterans. I look at our veterans out there and who have risked their lives daily for the right to vote. And I've seen people that have knew if they voted, if they went down to the voting polls, people were going to try and kill them.
Well, you know, it's
and they still went down, and they still got 80% vote. And we can't get 20%.
Heck yeah. It's a privilege. It's one of those things that blows
privilege.
My mind.
It's you know what? It's a right, but it's also a privilege. You have
exactly.
the right to vote, but it's such a privilege that when you see other countries that they can vote anything they want, it makes no difference. Do you think the votes count in Hong Kong or Beijing or Moscow or any of those places? Do you think those count? And what about the elections in the Middle East when women don't vote?
Absolutely. What about China? You think if China got the chance to vote, they'd have 40% turnout?
Oh, no.
Because we're happy with 40%.
Oh, 40%. We're real happy. Okay, to it. Hey, Bob, let's go to the weather real quick.
Well, what you see is what you get. We're going to have clear skies during the day today. And as we head into the evening hours, the temperatures are going to drop way down, possibly into below the 50-degree mark, which means pile on an extra blanket, and it'll be mostly cloudy tomorrow, and then afternoon showers. Definitely rain tomorrow night. Nothing, around half an inch or so. We'll take anything we can get. Currently in Reading, 50 degrees. The report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
That's right. Locally owned and operated senior and veterans discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. Shasta Gas Propane, my guest. I don't know. I know. I have no
there
idea where it's going. I have no idea where it's going. Kurt Largent.
Good morning.
Good morning there, buddy.
How are you?
You know what? I'm fine. And
you're fired up today, Larry.
I am. You know what? This whole thing is on local politics. You know, I don't know if you knew, but, you know, we were approached, when I say we, because it's a family thing if you get into politics.
Absolutely.
As you know,
yep.
Your dad ran. And one of the things Linda said was, she says, I'll be right in there in the fight with you. She says, I frankly don't like people going through my garbage to try and find things. And I laughed.
Oh,
this is how naive I was. I laughed and I said, it's for a local post. I mean, we're not running for Congress. We're not running, something. This is local politics. Oh. I was so wrong.
And it's very, very personal. Any way you slice it.
Yes.
The anonymity of the internet, I hate, because people say things they would never, ever in a million years say to your face because they would be mortified and they'd be scared. And
mortification, I think the most is they would not come up to you and say
absolutely
something.
Absolutely.
And your father ran. People are saying, I know your father.
Oh.
People are saying things about your father. I just sat there and it had nothing to do with him.
Oh, it's incredibly personal. I couldn't take it. First off, there's no money in it. So it makes it at this level. When you get to that higher level, congressman, senator, then you can start raking it in.
Tell me one congressman or senator that hasn't become like 100 times richer.
Well, Pelosi's done pretty well for herself, her family and her brothers. And
Feinstein?
They've funded. Although they've just it's sickening.
Feinstein's husband's company.
It is sickening the enrichment of these people when they get there. But on a local level, it's got to be for the love of it because you really want to get involved
and you want to make a change.
And it's hard because you constantly see people that could care, like you said, they don't vote. They could clearly care less. And walking through apartment complexes where 80% of the people are home in the middle of the day, they don't care. They just want their hand out. And so when you run, be prepared to be attacked. When my dad ran, it was a real eye-opening experience because I had always thought, oh, this would be something fun. It's a good way. And Joe Kennedy was the one who said, I've become wealthy as a bootlegger. He made all that money as a bootlegger. But then he realized all real power and money and big money comes through politics. So my boys are going to be politicians. And then you had Joe and Bobby and everybody.
Yeah, Joe Jr. killed, and so then John had to step up.
Yep. That's exactly right. And so you have, you know, the idea that you're going to do it, you really have to have a desire. I give kudos to the people who do run, but I also look at why in the world some of these people run. Sometimes I honestly think it's for the, you get 2 terms on city council, you got health benefits for the rest of your life. I honestly think that's a motivation for some people, and that should never.
I think it is. Yeah. I think, frankly, if you're running for city council, that while you're there in city council, you want to use the health benefits, that's fine. After the 2 terms, that's it. Pull it, buddy.
Absolutely.
Because if I spent 8 years in the Marine Corps and, I could have had 4 combat tours, I come back, I pull the plug. Okay.
Yeah, and no benefits for the rest of your
life. That's it.
But in California, we go ahead and pass that around. But I will say this. There were times when a certain gentleman, and I've seen him in public, he happens to be older, which is his saving grace because I do tend to have a bit of a temper, that the things he said to my father, he was related to my father's opponent, and the things he said were of such a personal nature. And I say this without hesitating. He's ignorant. He's clueless, an ignorant person, and just lots of vulgarities in public and accusing
him of
cussing.
You know,
and
I remember that happening because that was on our watch when we were in the mall.
Yep, in the mall.
It had nothing to do with anything. We were doing an event that was helping people with an organization. I'm not going to mention the name because the organization had nothing to do with it. But what ended up happening, your dad was there.
He was good at what he does. He's very good at He loves to be out with people.
That's right.
He genuinely does. He's the opposite of me. He enjoys – he gets a lot of energy from people.
And he was helping, and the opponent's father came up and went into the attack mode.
Cussing.
And then threatened people.
Yep.
I mean, the whole thing. I remember that happening.
That wasn't the only time. It happened at the Strawberry Festival too. So I say, I think she's done a decent job since she's been elected. So I've got no beef with her. After, I think the campaign actually helped because I do think we were dramatically overassessed for multiple years and they let the market catch up. So people didn't care. And the one thing that we misjudged in that thing is you had a whole bank of union voters. So I can tell you, if people are interested in watching local politics and how it plays out, all you need to do is watch these mail-in votes. Because once those mail-in votes come in, it's done. You will know very quickly, and you have this large bank of people that are going to protect their interests in the unions, and you think we're in this little conservative community up here, and the fact of the matter is when it comes to voting, people vote their personal politics. And that means protecting themselves, and the unions have a huge sway in that. That's how we end up with getting some liberal voices out there, strongly supported by unions who are, you know, really, they have a vested interest in protecting their butts and getting their dues.
And you've got them covering all the candidates this time.
Yep.
Unions are covering every one of the candidates. You know, it's some amount.
Have you been able to have Brent Weaver in talk to you?
Oh, we've had Brent. In fact, we've had him on twice. Everybody's been on. And starting next Monday, we're rolling them through again right before the election.
Well, we tried to get Brent on our Saturday show. Ruth's tried a couple times. He's had to cancel. I want to be able to support Brent. I'm pretty sure. Now, the good news is for most of these guys is I'm county, so I don't get to vote in the city elections. But, you know, I like Patrick. I've been really impressed with Mike Quinn. I think his understanding of the financial issues, because he opened my eyes when he came in and did a talk. And I like Brent Weaver. I know there's a lot of my friends and acquaintances that are like
big disparity between Brent Weaver. Or it shouldn't say big disparity. There's a big that's a big change. I mean, that's a wide spectrum you've got there, Kurt.
Absolutely. Well, I think Patrick, you know, Patrick's a friend, number one. Number two, I think he is principled. I think he may not always be right. I disagree with him from time to time. I've tried to talk to him, and I think he'll listen. I've spent long car trips with him. He thinks things through, and he's principled about what he does. And I don't believe he's there for any personal enrichment whatsoever. Mike Quinn, I think he's got a grasp. You know, I think right now he got some difficult financial issues. When I heard that 75 cents of every dollar at the city is going to pay benefits, I say we've got a problem. No business survives that way.
It's going to be, and it's going to get worse here.
It's going to get worse.
It's going to get worse because some of the changes that are coming down. Let's continue on this after we take our break. This portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Martin Went and his fine crew of people here for over 20 years. All makes or models of heating and cooling systems. It's 48 degrees today. 48 degrees. It's going to be getting colder. Is your heating system ready to run? He's going to come out, take a look at it, make sure it's running efficiently, check the ducts. He'll check everything on it, clean the filters, change the filters for you. Give him a call at 221-2642. or check out his website at homecomfort.org. Got an emergency? 7 days a week, 24 hours a day service with Alliance Heating and Air. We're going to take a quick break. Kurt Largent is my guest today, and we're going to come back. We've got a lot of stuff to talk about.
Northern California Event Services can help you plan your wedding or next special event. From caterers to photographers, DJs to hair and makeup, Northern California Event Services has your event needs covered, and you can see for yourself at ncescanhelp.com. And check out featured vendors like Glam Squad Elite, a mobile hair and makeup team that will glam you up wherever you need us to be. Check them out and many more at ncescanhelp.com.
I'm Michael DeQuisto, candidate for Redding City Council. Our city faces many issues. For instance, we need to unravel the crime problem we're all experiencing. This is not something we created. The state has released thousands of felons onto the streets of communities like ours. Burglaries and assaults are up, there are not enough police, and the jail is full. Some people are saying, let's raise the sales tax. That's not necessary at this time. There are viable options to hire more police now, using money the city has in its coffers. Let's work with what we have before raising your taxes. Look, nobody has all the answers. I believe the people of Redding need a fresh, new voice on the city council, someone who understands how to negotiate and is willing to work with the other council members to move this city forward in a positive direction.
Paid for by the committee to elect Michael DeQuisto to Redding City Council 2014.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange sells a wide variety of freeze-dried emergency foods. But in times of crisis, all you need to do is add hot water. To help you heat that water, the Patriot now carries the Sun Rocket Solar Water Heater and Thermos. This amazing compact device can heat to a boil 2 cups of water in just over an hour using just ordinary sunlight. Use it in meal preparation, melt snow for drinking, and eliminate Giardia and other waterborne bacteria through heat pasteurization. It's ideal for camping, picnics, and sporting events, and essential in any home or auto emergency kit. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Redding, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And in Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Marketplace. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Proof that kindness is the best medicine. The 2013-2014 Consumer Choice Award. If you're looking for a hospital with a proven track record for community preference, you don't have to look far. Mercy Medical Center Reading has received National Research Corporation's Consumer Choice Award for 7 consecutive years. Because providing health care with kindness means everyone wins. Learn more at reading.mercy.org. Hello, human kindness.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460. Linda's on her way down to Sacramento to visit her parents, so we're here. Hanging out with our buddy Kurt Largent, and always love having Kurt on.
Always fun.
Oh, I tell you what, you should just listen. You know what? And we say this all the time, and people hate me for it. Is that a lot happens during the breaks? You can talk about a lot of things, and it's, you know, there's been times, not today, but people have said things to me. I'm just awed, not awed in the sense of, oh my gosh, that was brilliant. Awed by the case of, why would you even say something like that?
Yeah.
You know, no, not with Kurt at all. But I've had politicians say things, or other people come on and on the break they'll say something. And I'll just look at them. I'm thinking, do they really believe that, or did they just did their brain just fall out of their butt? I'm not sure. You know,
I tell you, as I get older, I get more cynical. But one of the things I'm realizing is that people are a lot dumber than I thought. And my mother always says, don't call people idiots. And so I don't call them idiots. But you got a lot of dumb people out there. And I never. I mean, and you've got a lot of people who have zero interest in this. Zero. My girls at the office. I've got a young, couple young ones that are in their 20s.
Very bright.
They're bright. They're you know, one of them in particular. I always say, "Guys, sky's the limit." Came from a very difficult family background. I always thought, "Geez, if she'd had my parents, she'd be running a company." She's definitely got the brains to do it, but just didn't have any exposure. But I'll ask her something. I'm like, "Well, who'd you vote for?" "Obama." "Why?" "Well, he's good looking." I'm like, "Are you kidding me?" And you've got this entire block of the population that votes that way.
But she voted.
She did vote. That was the first time, too. So I'll give the guy credit. And the scary thing for me as a Republican is, well, first off, I'm not thrilled with the Republicans. I wish we had a third option, but a third option would only cannibalize
the Republicans. Completely muddy the water on this, like we have with Perot and
yep, exactly the same thing. And we can give Perot credit for Bill Clinton and all that's caused us. But you know what? What they prove without a shadow of a doubt is a black person is going to vote for another black person 99.9% of the time, and it doesn't really matter what he did, because you've got conservative guys that say, you know what, I'm going to give this guy a chance because they were so oppressed for so long, they feel strongly that way. But, you know, a guy I look at to be a potential 4 years from now is Cory Booker, because they vote in blocks. And it really rang. Cory Booker from New Jersey, senator from there, sharp, intelligent, with good business ties to Wall Street, well-spoken, and a qualified guy, smart guy, went to Ivy League school. He's going to be another person. And what the Democrats are becoming very good at is block voting. I was listening to an interview, and how in the world does Al Franken get reelected in Minnesota? I've been to Minnesota. Yeah, hey there. A lot of nice folks up there. But they're pretty conservative people. So you wonder, how in the world do we keep getting...
How did Al Franken... I think he's ahead in the polls, too, isn't he?
He's ahead by like 12 points.
Yeah.
And they said they have a block of Somalis in Minneapolis that is a huge voting block. It's in excess of 20,000 votes, and then I have to question, how did they get the right to vote? How did they get that right, which we call a right, but the privilege to vote? And they apparently have, but he won his last...
Are they all citizens now?
Apparently so.
And then this might be their children that were born here. They brought them over after the Somali, you know, after that war in Somalia.
And they've passed their citizenship, and they've got there, and the whole time they've been here. And they get lots and lots of public assistance, so it's in their best interest. They bust them in there. He won by 300 votes last time. You have an entire block of votes. Well, and immigration's the same way.
Well, Dr. Paiush Dhanuka, I don't know if you've had the opportunity to listen to him. I know that this was running a little bit early in the morning for you, but he of course comes from India. He and his wife could go anywhere in the world. They're both doctors, both fine doctors, and they went to different places in the United States. They ended up here in Reading. He believes that America is still that shining city on the hill, that you can work hard, you can make something of yourself, you know. However, he also said that they're teaching the politics of fear and divisiveness, that they're taking it by groups of people. And just exactly what you're saying, both of you are agreeing here, is that you're going on block voting. And you're taking the Hispanic population, mm-hmm. and you're trying to cut them away. And you're taking the black population, trying to cut them away. And you're trying to take the white population and cut them away, you know, and different groups within each group.
Absolutely.
And then once you divide them like that, now you own them.
Correct.
Instead of, you know, of people working together, the politics are to keep them as far apart as they can.
Yeah, and it's not like they're disguising it. They have a big memo that came out talking about how if they don't get large African-American turnout, they're going to be devastated. Well, you can't really say that the Republicans have anybody voting. You know, they don't have like-minded white people all voting the exact same way. All the white, they're not voting that way. You've got liberal whites, you tend to have very one-dimensional. And for voters in the African-American community, and they're saying, hey, listen, we're voting for the African-American guy. So why the Republicans are missing the boat with Latinos is beyond me. They've let the Democrats run away with this. The idea that, I mean, for the most part, I think the Hispanic vote is a very hardworking American dream seeking. I don't have a problem with them coming here. So how are we letting them become the liberals? How are we letting the liberals basically just take that whole thing from us? It's a lost opportunity for the Republicans.
And Philip, the question is block voting is yes, Kurt, is block voting is only a Democratic problem? Is that there? I mean, is that
I would say yes, because you have your look at Reading. You have a very
Republicans aren't using the same tactics.
No, and you're saying they're not, because they can't. You don't have these groups that think and vote specifically on one thing. That being, they're white people don't vote for white people just because they're white. I think you do. I think you could argue and say that black people do vote for black people just because they're black. And that may be something that people don't want to hear, but the evidence supports what I'm saying. When you have 95%+ of a certain minority group voting one way, it's telling you that they do vote that way, and that's the only reason you can give, because they can't all be ultra-liberal. And this guy's clearly ultra-liberal. Whereas in Reading in particular, you have a bunch of white people that are liberal, a bunch of white people that are conservative. They vote however they feel led to vote, governed in Reading by their special interests, whether it be their union dues or their union pensions or their angst against those things, the Tea Party ideas.
Okay, let's go to the phones. Don, good morning. You have a question or a comment?
Well, a little of each. Good morning.
Hi, Don.
I was calling about Measure F in the city of Reading.
Okay.
And if it doesn't pass by, unfortunately, a 66%+ vote, the city of Reading and the drug lords and the gangs and the AB 109 folks are going to increase their takeover of Reading. They watch these kind of measures and political acts. All I'm saying is spending $100 in Reading on taxable sales gives the police department, what, $2.50? What's my figures here?
It's 0.25. Yeah, I think it's if it's $1,000, it's
25.
It's 25, right. That's the easiest way I can figure it.
And, hey, we're going to get lots of people coming in to Shasta County that shop here from surrounding areas into the city of Reading that are going to pay into that pool that protect the lives and the people and the homes here in the city of Reading. So I don't know who's supposed to be out there promoting Measure F, but I sure haven't seen any promotion per se. That measure is a very small part of the city budget structure. It's dedicated to law enforcement to hire more officers and to create more bed space in other counties. And it should have went to the county at large, but that can be step number two.
Yeah, I think
I'm encouraging
people to vote yes on F.
Vote yes on Measure F.
Okay, thanks a lot, Don.
Talk about.
Well, you know, there's a lot. He's right though. They haven't seen a lot, but it wasn't like they gathered a bunch of people and money together like you do on some of these other measures.
I think you've got a problem though, and that is in California. Here we did the last election. We voted to increase our sales tax, right? Because we were in what they portrayed as fiscal dire straits. They were talking about no police officers, your kids are going to get raped, your teachers are all going to be fired. And so they convinced the takers of California to vote themselves a tax increase. And what's the next thing that happened? We got increased tax revenues, and what did they do? They increased their budget. Instead of saying we need to put some money away and start to solve our supposed dire
Well, they did get some put away. I think Brown got some of it put away. They didn't get everything they wanted, but you're right. They did.
They're
raise,
still running a deficit.
Right.
Well, and they have not addressed the billions and billions of dollars in unfunded liabilities.
Which is
so they keep taking
hundreds,
taxes.
Hundreds of billions of
yes.
dollars unfunded liabilities. Like we have hundreds of millions of dollars in unfunded liabilities right here. And you know what? Say what you will about Gary Cadd. And Gary Cadd's been harping on this. Every chance he gets, he'll change the subject from, what do you think about that rock over there to unfunded liabilities? But when he came in here that day with Kurt Starman, and they're both in lockstep on this about these unfunded liabilities of 71 or 75 cents a dollar, and then what's coming down the pike, which could raise it another 2 cents, at some point, we're not going to have streets fixed. We're not going to have parks done, which should be really far down on the
right.
list, but still, because we don't have the money.
Yeah, and
unless
the infrastructure.
You raise taxes.
Well, infrastructure on your side of town.
Oh,
the sewage
yeah.
system. It's failing. I know we looked at a house and the neighbors had to come together to pay to upgrade their sewer. That we have an ancient infrastructure on the west side of town. That's going to cost
true.
That's
well,
going to cost millions and millions of dollars.
The street I'm – well, yeah, because they're all in these clay pipes. And we talked to the guys coming in here about how much that costs. We got to take a break here. Kurt Largent's my guest. We're talking about all the things that need to be done around here. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460. It is 8:30 in the morning on October the 21st. 50 degrees out there.
Dream. Make me feel crazy, make me feel so mean. Hi, this is Patrick Wallner from Wallner Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, your barefoot plumber. Let's talk about water conservation for a moment. With an abundance of lakes, rivers, streams, and creeks, we sometimes forget that we are still in a severe drought. Public and private water districts are now asking for voluntary reduction in water usage, with some districts even charging their customers extremely high prices for using more water than they have historically used over the past few years. Give us a call at 223-5622 or look us up online at wallnerplumbing.com to discuss your water usage and simple ways to help conserve this precious resource.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, and it's unfortunate that the Reading Peace Officers Association does not value volunteers in policing. Most cities in America do. In fact, I think it's one of Reading's strongest attributes. Quality people is what Reading is all about. And while the chief and I have had some early scheduling conflicts, I can assure you we are meeting weekly. So I hope you join me this November 4th and vote Patrick Jones for Reading City Council, paid for by the Committee to Elect Patrick Jones 2014.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Zoe from Zoe's Travel Shop in the Mount Shasta Mall.
We're open 7 days a week for all your traveling needs. Make travel fun where you can find items that are safe and fashionable. We carry brands such as Ex Officio, PacSafe, Dakine, Eagle Creek, and Briggs & Riley. That's Zoe's Travel Shop located in the Mount Shasta Mall.
From city streets to country gravel, your fun begins at Zoe's Travel. And don't forget to check us out on Facebook.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Reading Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Reading Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Reading Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on her way down to Sacramento today. It's 8:33 in the morning, 50 degrees out there. Phone lines here are 605-4567. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. And I just went there yesterday at Cypress Square Barbershop and just had a great time. The man in black, Logan, cut my hair and then talked to DC and Tim and the gang down there. It's just a great place to get your hair cut. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's last stronghold. I know that the barbershop and you are kind of like not really well known.
Don't have to worry about it.
Don't even have to worry about it. But if you ever do, just those are the guys.
Well, if we've had this court case going on for 2 years and I've had to cut my hair twice because Jody says to be conservative for this thing. So I cut off 6 inches last time. I have decided I'm a fan of my Native American compatriots, so I'm going for that look. But last time I cut it off, both times it's been canceled after the day after, right? I cut it off.
You know, I had my hair as long as yours.
Did
when
you?
I was doing a contract over in the Balkans.
I am trying to visualize.
No,
this.
I've got a photo.
And probably full beard. Full beard.
No. Well, those I was running. Those contracts was running goatees, but over there I was wearing a mustache, and I did have a mustache, but I was wearing hair, as long as yours.
Yeah.
The Antonio Banderas look, you can put it in a little ponytail. And I didn't get my hair cut for well over a year. Okay, enough of that. We've got Kurt Largent here with us and everybody on the line. Let's start with Billy Bob. Good morning, Billy Bob. Good morning, Billy Bob. Hello. You're on.
Oh, well, thank you for taking my call. Hey, listen, Kurt, it's always great to hear your voice. I always enjoy your critical thinking.
Well, thank you.
And again, I wanted to bring up what I called in yesterday about as far as the Chamber of Commerce absolutely missing the target with their endorsements on the city council. And I think that Jones is our mainstay, has to be there, and Schrader and Quinn. Again, I want a proposition that Jones had produced previously, as he stated, that this moratorium on building impact fees and permit slashing costs would generate the money that this city and county needs. And without a three-year moratorium, and this is what this next city council has to put together, a three-year moratorium, reduced impact fees so that we get this construction business and industry going where the tax base is increased and the sales tax and everything else bails ourselves out of our problem. I'll take my answer up here.
Well, you know, Billy Bob, I think one of the things, I think you're dead right. What you can't help but notice as you travel up and down the state is that Redding is right now in a general malaise, especially construction-wise. You go to the Bay Area and it is booming. I mean, booming everywhere you look, and it's not just there. Now, I've heard Central Valley has slowed down in their real estate, and they certainly had quite an extra boom, lots and lots of lots available. But you're exactly right. The problem is people don't have the certainty, and it's very scary to build new. And what we're really talking about is I think we still have excess capacity for industrial space and commercial space. I don't think that's been filled up, so I don't see a huge demand for new commercial space. I know there's some commercial development going on downtown. But where you where we need to have that construction, where Reading makes its money and its tax dollars and those dollars keep getting spread around, is on the residential construction. And you're just not seeing it. And I'll tell you something. People don't think about the little details, but for whatever reason, my brain works that way. If you drive through a subdivision most of the time, you're going to see big signs that say financing provided by. We don't have much new construction going on right now. But the rumors through the grapevine is that the new construction that is taking place right now is privately funded. And that means no banks involved. And so you've got some that's because these banks are still not letting loose with the purse strings to let these guys go out and build houses. And we in Shasta County, when construction does well in Shasta County, the whole county does well. It's just the fact of the matter. It is, in essence, our manufacturing. We don't have anything else. They're good wages. These guys live in the town, so they're passing those dollars around. But if we don't have large residential construction, we're not going to get off the schneid. And the fact of the matter is the rest of the state is. And I can't really tell you why Reading is so far behind as far – I mean, and part of it is jobs. We don't have the jobs up here to match what they have in the Bay Area. But, you know, right now the largest construction project in the world is going on not far from Reading, California. And you would never know it, and that's the Apple building.
Where's that at?
Bay Area.
Oh, that's right. You were talking about this is the largest building in the world.
Largest construction problem. I don't know if it'll be the largest building, but I know it's the largest construction project going on in the world right now.
Wow.
It's stunning. If you go online, you can see drone pictures where people put them up.
Were we in the running for that?
I hate to laugh. It's sad. I mean, seriously, what do we have up here, though? We've got an immense amount of water. That's our thing. And now I know we're down years this year, but that's the one thing we can really offer, water and timber. We need to get somebody like Hewlett Packard say, come up here, build a plant. We'll subsidize everything. Do what
we
have to do.
We'll give you the land. We'll give you tax breaks. And you know what? We will pick you up and take you to work.
That's right.
If you build a – well, you know what? We're going to have Mark LaSalle on. I'm hearing that there's a lot of nibbles out there. I mean some serious, you know, nibbling, circling out there at Stillwater.
Yeah.
I mean, we have to see, but still. Hey, let's go to the phones. Cindy, good morning. You have a question or a comment?
Oh, good morning. Yes.
Good morning.
Mr. Larson, I'm very glad to hear you speak. I'm learning a lot.
Well, thanks.
One thing that we do have in Reading is I-5. That basically is our best asset, I believe, besides the water, of course. We also have schools. We have higher education schools that are putting out teachers and psychologists and all sorts of person type help, you know.
Nurses
not
and all that.
Not necessarily engineers, but people need help too, and particularly teaching. But one thing we also have is a lot of homeless, partly because of I-5. And I think it's turning a lot of people off. I really do. I talk to people that come and visit, and they think, well, you know, it's kind of like, how far north do we have to go to walk the river trail and not be bothered? And I say, well, maybe as far as your tolerance goes, your humanity. But on the other hand, we do have a lot of help here in the community coming out, different organizations that help the homeless. So I think that it's sort of a balance between the times, and, you know, we're a free country. You can travel wherever you like. But I was wondering, since we do also have a tremendous amount of parolees in our county, just a large amount,
mm-hmm.
is it at all even feasible to get with some of our waterways experts and do something about the undergrowth that runs along the river trail, the river, say, from Tops Market area down to Hilltop, and take that underbrush out like they did at the end of Parkview Avenue along the river trail? I know it would take a lot of homeless housing, or, you know, home away. But I'm just saying that we cannot tolerate a rise in crime. And I know that it's not the homeless necessarily doing all the crime. But that river trail looks a little too wild, if you know what I'm saying.
Cindy, I think, first of all, take the term homeless out of those camps and use the term illegal. They're illegal camps, because homeless puts a connotation on it that's different. There's illegal camps there. None of them are legal in these areas.
I'd agree with you.
It's almost like a subculture there. And, I mean, when you start seeing generators and lines running and lights.
What?
Oh, yeah. They found generators that are running and running lights to different tents in different areas down there. This is what's going on. It's a subculture. It's an illegal camp. Homeless people by you know, themselves are not, you know, are being targeted when, you know, some homeless you know, do want to get help, and some homeless do get help. Some of them can't because they're, you know, their minds are mush at this point, or they've been, you know, that they have a mental problem. The illegal transients that are here that build these illegal camps are the problems we're having, and those
doesn't
are the ones.
Sound transient?
No, you're exactly. It doesn't sound transient.
Well, you're right, but you know, one of the things you mentioned about I-5, 80,000 cars go by our exits every day off of I-5. We've got to find a way to use that river and anything else we have here to help build our economy. And I don't think I've seen the vision for that anywhere.
Well, and honestly, you think about the fact that these people are not only a difficult to look at, and I know you want to be humanity, but I grew up in the era when you called them bums. And now they're homeless, and you're supposed to have sympathy, and you do want to try and be compassionate. However, we're not using that real estate anywhere in Shasta County. There's nothing really developed on the river, and that's because they won't let you develop on the river. So what are we doing? We're allowing the homeless to go down there and pollute with God knows what. If they got generators, you know that means they got gasoline.
Oh, and all the waste goes straight into the river.
Absolutely.
You know, talk to Chris Schwaga about that. Yeah, talk to Chris Schwaga when they burnt down that whole area down there. Is when they went down to clean it up, they had ditches running into Clear Creek that was going straight into the sack, and it was raw sewage going into this.
Well, I think one of your problems is it's a very difficult thing to address. And the easiest way, and I think the Reading Police do a pretty good job at it, is you try and make it uncomfortable for them to be here. Without violating their rights, you make it uncomfortable.
Yes.
But what happens when the police do their training in the park over by, which has been taken over? You never see a family in the park by City Hall because it's completely consumed, and the library for that matter, by bums. So when the police went over there to train, what happens? All the rights activists come out and say, oh, this is their intimidation and everything.
You're trying to run over them with your motorcycles.
Yeah. And so as long as
it gets into the paper.
Right. As long as you feed the bears are going to keep coming back to eat.
Cindy, thanks a lot for the phone call.
Thank you very much.
You bet. Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. My guest is Kurt Largent. We've talked about the real estate in the area here, and you said big disparities.
Huge disparities.
Let's talk a little bit about that, too, and then come back and give me what your thoughts are here on the election. We'll be right back. Carl Bott, Kurt Largent.
make way for our community's first four-star hotel and create good-paying jobs for Reading residents. Here's Chamber of Commerce President Frank Strazzarino.
Reading's economy can certainly use the 40 new construction jobs and 70 permanent jobs created by the hotel.
Revenue from the new hotel will help fund the operations and improve the park. Here's Turtle Bay School Principal Linda Lawhon.
The new hotel will help sustain Turtle Bay, which provides educational and cultural enrichment for more than 10,000 children per year.
Measure B strengthens a one-of-a-kind community asset. Sharon Clay, curator of animal programs at Turtle Bay.
Turtle Bay used to be subsidized by taxpayers. The new hotel will help make us self-sustaining.
Measure B, supported by the Reading Peace Officers Association, the Chamber of Commerce, all 18 Shasta County school superintendents, and thousands of local residents. Paid for by Yes on Measure B, Reading Residents for Jobs and a Sustainable Economy, with major funding by Turtle Bay Exploration Park and John Fitzpatrick.
I'm Michael DeQuisto, candidate for Reading City Council. Our city faces many issues. For instance, we need to unravel the crime problem we're all experiencing. This is not something we created. The state has released thousands of felons onto the streets of communities like ours. Burglaries and assaults are up, there are not enough police, and the jail is full. Some people are saying, let's raise the sales tax. That's not necessary at this time. There are viable options to hire more police now using money the city has in its coffers. Let's work with what we have before raising your taxes. Look, nobody has all the answers. I believe the people of Reading need a fresh, new voice on the City Council, someone who understands how to negotiate and is willing to work with the other council members to move this city forward in a positive direction.
Paid for by the Committee to Elect Michael DeQuisto to Reading City Council 2014.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
By me.
And me.
And us.
Mary's great-grandsons, Vincent Luigi here, celebrating Mary's Pizza Shack's 55th anniversary with a radio spot made by 55
friends, family,
and kids.
From all the way back in 1959, when Mary started the first shack in Sonoma Valley.
Today, there are 19 shacks, from Walnut Creek,
where kids make their own pizzas,
to Santa Rosa,
with the meatballs as big as your head.
And every one of them makes Mary's legendary homemade pizzas, pastas, and salads with our secret family recipes.
Just like Mary did back in 1959.
I've been coming to the shack since before you were born.
Whoa, how old are you?
That's not an appropriate question.
Thanks to everyone for 55 great years.
Original recipes, original shack, Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. 8:47 in the morning, 605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Hey, Linda's going to be down at Wind River here on November the 6th. Romance on the River, first Thursday of every month. Last time was just a great time for everybody. Special menus. She'll be there with her band. It's Lady Bot and the Bluebirds, singing and entertaining from 7 to 9 a.m., there. And if you get there around 6 and have dinner and just sit down and
you said a.m.
I'm sorry, p.m.
I was going to say that's early.
Yeah. No, she'll be there from 6 to 9 p.m. I'm thinking a.m. all the time. She'll be there from 7 to 9 p.m. But if you get there at 6 p.m., you can have dinner, and they have a special menu, really reasonable prices. Filet mignon, $20. Decent flight, too. And then listen to Linda and sing, dance, and you're dancing. It was a great time. So make your reservations by calling on the 243-3377, calling Wind River, asking for Elements Lounge, and tell them you want reservations for Romance on the River. All right.
Speaking of your filet, by the way, a study came out yesterday, vegans, much lower fertility rate. Eat your protein. Another reason for a filet. I'm just telling you.
Okay. Hey, you know what? I always knew there was something about that. I knew there was some reason I wanted to.
Brought
wow.
to you as a public service.
Public service KCNR. KCNR and Kurt Largent. Realty.
Little real estate, little fertility information. I'm trying to work all day.
We're getting it all. We're getting it all today. Okay. Let's talk a little bit about real estate here. You were talking on the break. You said you've got 1,200 square foot houses that you can sell for.
You have a huge disparity. So every day, and normally in Shasta County, you kind of look at it and say, oh, yeah, it's $150 for that neighborhood. It's $130 for that neighborhood, a square foot. Right now, you've got this really large disparity in prices. New homes up to $185 a foot from $165 a foot, depending if they're like cluster homes. But then what you're seeing on the same day, we have something called the hot sheet that comes out every day. It shows all the new listings, everything that went pending, everything that closed escrow. And I pay attention to that because my business is all based on numbers. It's all primarily banks and flips. So it just comes down to numbers. What can I sell it for? What is it worth? You have a 1,200 square foot house in a crummy area of Reading that might sell for $120,000, $129. So barely over $100 a foot. And then you go over by Home Depot, Quail Ridge, one of the most desirable starter homes neighborhoods, huge subdivisions, 500 plus homes up there. It's built in the 80s. Those houses are selling anywhere from $165 to $180 a foot. You go over off of Shasta View, 1,300 square foot house over off Shasta View in 44, might be selling for $219,000. Then you have a 1,300 square foot house down off Cedars, you might get $140,000. It's just a really unusual time because normally you have a slight disparity sometimes, but not like this.
Wow.
And I think you're starting to see something that for a while we weren't seeing the homes over 350 to 450 sell. One day last week we had 7 homes in that price range sell the same day. So there's still that buyer around here. But, you know, in Reading, your average house is between 189 and 259. That's your average house. There's a big market for that. Your starter homes, there's still some out there. You can still get them in the 130s, 140s, and 150s. But the average family in Reading can afford that about 225. If two people working at the county, they're going to be able to afford that 225, 250.
Working at the county.
Well, you know,
our
economy.
You know what? That's unfortunate.
Or a fireman. We sell a lot to firemen.
I sell several houses to firemen, don't you?
Yeah, firemen I send the girls over there all the time. The policemen we don't sell a lot to. Al Naccioni sells a lot to the old policemen, but you know, a few here and there.
They have a solid paycheck that goes. I mean, a solid paycheck that goes on and on.
Yeah, and you know, in California, I always get
when they retire, goes on and on and on.
And I'm all for the cops getting paid. So don't get me wrong.
You know what? You know, here's what I think: is that your door kicker? Are you kicking the doors going in for the fires and all this? You know what? You can't pay people enough to do things like that, because when they're not doing it, we're, you know, the Marines. Yeah, if it's not a war, we're probably overpaid for some of the things we do. There's a war going on. You can't pay us enough, so it averages out.
Yep.
It's when they start getting up into a little bit higher echelons there.
And when it goes on forever.
And it goes on forever. Yeah, when they're up to that captain, lieutenant, you know, that they have their own and this I heard from one of their union guys.
Right.
And the union guys are not crazy about the management guys. I was kind of surprised about that.
Well, and I don't think they can go back and change on the guys that are in the force now. They need to fix that. But I'm just saying they need to change the way they're doing it. The unions won't let them. Yes. The new guys that come on board need to realize that, hey, you're going to have to save for yourself.
Well, you know what I heard, too, is that new guys could change it by voting. They can vote, changes.
Would you vote away a pension?
Well, not for you, but you can vote cutting back on guys who've been there before.
Ooh.
I didn't realize that. I'm gonna have to check that with union guys.
That's why they keep firing the new guys.
That's why you keep hiring those guys 3, 4, 5 years in there. Anyway, real estate here. I mean, in just in general, what are you seeing here for the next few months?
I'm hoping that it picks up back in November. It always slows down around school time. It's picked up a little bit. We're still getting lots of assignments. We've gotten 7 bank listings in the last 3 weeks, so that's 2 a week on average.
Are the banks holding – didn't the banks they repossessed a lot of houses, you know, and they were kind of like holding them for a long time?
They were reorganizing. And like Bank of America, who I used to carry 50 of their listings at a time, now we have 2. And that's because they've sold all their junk. They sold all those bad notes. They're like, we're tired of being dragged through the mud. So they've sold them to places like Nation Star and different things, and they give them a discount. And then other people are actually doing the foreclosing. So they're getting out of the press. They've dumped a lot of those notes, and those notes are sometimes coming out. There's still a huge amount of idiocy taking place with the asset managers. We've got a house in Shingletown that's been gone through the auctions process now 15 or 20 times at least. They turned down 240 a year ago. Now we're down. They just had it 175 that accepted and fell out. So it's just a steady. It's chasing the ball down the hill, and they're not going to catch it.
I know that you. I know that you'll buy a house and you flip it because you've got a team to do that. And I see it on TV. I've never really sat down and talked to you about it. We got like 5 minutes. You see it on TV. You know, let's flip this house and how they come in there and just these two, this couple from. Las Vegas yelling, screaming at each other the whole time. You know?
She's good looking though.
She's very good looking.
Yep.
And he drives a Maserati.
Yep.
And so, but they go to a house and they pick it up for $112,000 or $55,000. They put $25,000 in it. And I can't figure out how they can only do that for $25,000 when you look at all the stuff they do. Then they sell it. Can you do? Can you still do that kind of stuff around here?
You know, we used to. We've been doing it for now 11 years, and we used to primarily buy in the courthouse steps. The competition has grown on the courthouse steps to where
courthouse steps. Explain this to people.
A foreclosure process. You know, you lose your house, they have to auction it off to the public on the courthouse steps with an open crier. Or they have to auction off someplace. It can be the courthouse steps. They've now got auction companies that do it at hotels, but it's just you'd go and you'd buy it at the. It's called the trustee sale.
Mm-hmm.
This year, the numbers of those have been dramatically reduced because the banks aren't lowering that opening bid because they're getting insurance by the government, so that it's better for them to take a whack. And also, you have increased competition. The percentages that you used to be able to get here, we used to be able to buy houses with a 30% gross.
Mm-hmm.
So you'd buy a house for 100, and you'd be able to figure, I can sell this for 130 and put 10 into it and net 20%.
Okay.
More and more difficult to do that on the foreclosure homes that mm-hmm. are going at the courthouse. Now, we are able to buy short sales and foreclosure listings, you know, when the banks actually then do foreclose. It's not as glamorous as it seems on TV. It's gut-wrenching sometimes, too. I've got one right now that I walked out, and he goes, hey, I found this concrete box in the back covered with railroad ties. I think it's your septic tank. And I'm like, ugh. That's when your stomach goes, ugh. I just, you know, your stomach gets concrete, a little wobbly.
A concrete box covered by railroad ties in the backyard?
Yes. And so
but
we,
not buried.
Right. And I'm like, well, go flush the toilet. So he flushes the toilet, and you can see the water running out of the pipe in from where the railroad ties have decayed. I'm like, ugh. Because that, you know, that could be a $5,000 repair. Hard to budget that stuff. So it's not quite as fun as it seems on TV. And it's not always.
I wish I could have seen your face on that one.
Oh, it was unpleasant. Although still the worst is, and I refer to them as okay. The Fluffikins, the cats. The foreclosure where we bought it and the house was full of dead cats. That had decayed to the point where they ate each other after they die. And
Wait, that would be zombie cat. Yeah. No, it's the zombie cat. Well, what they're saying is that, yeah, one dies and they're trying
to
live.
The other ones eat it, four of them. And the last one was all we found. The rest we found three sets of bones. The last one was merged with the carpet. Its fur had melted into the carpet.
Okay. What can you do with a house like that?
Well, David Parr was involved, and he made us bury the cat. He would not allow us to just throw it away. He made us have a burial.
We don't have any phone calls. We're going to be buying a line or anything, Bob? Okay, I just want to make sure because sometimes I lose track of it. 2 minutes left. Okay. You know, Kurt, I always love having you on.
Always fun.
And I always like, you know, knowing that you and Ruth come here and sitting for Linda and I when we have to.
That's great fun. It gives us a chance to talk about other things than real estate, too.
And you do. And you've got a lot of thoughts on things. You're really a bright guy, a really intelligent guy that knows what's going on. And it's always a pleasure having you on.
Well, thanks.
Because you hit certain – I know there's some other things you want to talk about that I'm sorry, but I don't have my asbestos suit here. And Bob is sitting there was starting to sweat because, well, let's talk about this. Well, how about, let's just hold that one till later. Okay.
Yeah, I need to get to the point in my business where I'm not remotely concerned, where I've got other people being able to do everything so they don't bring it out. But I think that there's flaws in the American system. I think it's the greatest country in the history of the world, and it's sad to see where we're going.
Exactly. We're heading in a direction that and we're going there quickly. Mm-hmm. It used to be, you know, you can kind of hold the line, but now the line's been moved so dramatically that I don't think you'll ever get it back.
We need
to where
a hero.
It was.
We need a hero.
We play that here all the time. We know, we need a hero. Yes. And I don't see one. I don't know. Maybe you see one on the horizon. But I don't.
I'm hoping Ted Cruz. I'm a big Ted Cruz fan.
Maybe he will be. You know what? And this thing about voting, everybody, I'm just going to keep beating people up on this one the whole time, is we need to get more than 20% out and vote. We need more than 8. We had a higher percentage than the rest of California. And we still voted for a guy named Yee, who is under indictment for buying weapons from terrorists. And he still got 320,000 votes, almost got in the runoffs here in California.
Block voting.
No, he had a D. He had a D on his name.
That's right.
I really believe that was it. Anyway, hey, tomorrow, Bill Nagel, who heads up all the permits for the city of Reading, will be our guest. And let's find out how this permit process works tomorrow with Bill Nagel. Remember, the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
At the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
At SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Taking no chances with Ebola, Rwanda will start requiring visitors from the U.S. and Spain to have their temperatures taken upon arrival. Anyone running a fever will be denied entry. South African athlete Oscar Pistorius has started serving a 5-year prison sentence for killing his girlfriend, Reeva Steenkamp. Some describe the punishment as lenient, but the victim's mother disagrees.
It doesn't matter, he's going to pay something.
Do you think justice has been served?
Yes.
Also at SRNnews.com, the UN is sticking its nose into Detroit's affairs, the city's practice of shutting off the water of those who haven't paid their bills. The UN seems to feel that public water is a human right.
People cannot live a life with dignity. They have no water to drink, to cook, to bath, to flush toilets, and to keep their clothes and their houses clean.
An aide to Detroit's